You're tuned to The Record on KUOW. I'm Steve Scherr.
I'm Ross Reynolds, and that music theme can mean only one thing. And Dornfeld is with us to talk about what's going on at Seattle schools, where the school board last night in a seven-hour meeting unanimously approved a plan that will redraw boundaries for some middle school and elementary school students. Now, the district says the goal of this plan is to ease overcrowding and to keep up with growing enrollment. Like many parents, Terry Green is unhappy with the proposed changes, and she begged the school board to reconsider.
As the president of the Wedgwood PTA, we are not asking for special treatment. Just like everyone else in the district, we want our kids to go to their walkable neighborhood school. And once our students started a school, we believe they should be able to finish at that school.
A lot of anger and anguish at that meeting last night. Ann Dornfeld was there. Thanks so much for stopping by.
My pleasure.
Why did they change these school assignments in the first place? They must have known it was going to cause some hurrahs.
Well, the school district is growing quickly, and that means with an increased enrollment, they need more school buildings. More school buildings are coming online over the next few years, and so they need to redraw boundaries to funnel some kids to those schools, as well as moving some programs around within the district so that there's more what they call equitable access to these programs.
Wait a minute. They're going to build more schools? Because it was not that long ago where this anguish in the school district was about closing schools.
You remember well, yes. That was those schools actually were mostly on the south end in central Seattle. These schools are mostly opening on the north end where the predominant growth is. But yes, a lot of folks say that gives them reason to question the school district's demography projections, its their growth projections. And opening and closing schools is not cheap. But on the other hand, people don't really want to bus their kids to, you know, under-enrolled schools across town either. So,
now, what else did the school board do last night that made these changes so frustrating for these families?
Well, a lot of families said that the district, not the school board per se, but the district didn't do enough community outreach before drawing up the new boundaries, and that changes kept coming over and over unannounced without enough time for parents to give feedback. And district officials, though, said that they were doing the best that they could. It's a very complicated process, and they were trying to accommodate requests and complaints from the community. But some district officials did acknowledge that they could have done a better job in several areas, including translating boundary changes into foreign languages for immigrant families in a reasonable time frame.
Now, we've seen in the past the school board can be subject to public pressure to change some previous decisions that they had. Do you think there'll be any reconsideration of these boundaries?
They actually put reconsideration into the agenda last night. The final amendment proposed, and this amendment was adopted by the school board, requires the school board to look at the boundaries again every year and to consider what's working and what's not. So it's not the end of the line for parents who are frustrated with the boundaries, and they'll get to test them out.
Every year. So the boundaries might not remain the same even after next year?
That's a possibility. And in addition, we have new boundary changes coming once the high school boundaries were not included in this. Once the high school boundaries change, we'll have a new round, which should be interesting. And even more boundary changes are on the way because the school buildings that are planned to open over the next few years still won't accommodate the kind of growth the district is expecting. So that means further boundary changes and job security for yours truly.
Ann Dornfeld, job security as our schools correspondent. Thank you so much for stopping by.
My pleasure.
This is The Record.